From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps as early as Monday. This following last Sunday's referendum, a vote that was deemed illegal by the central government in Spain. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont, in a televised address, said he preferred mediation with Madrid.
Cada mensaje del señor Puigdemont es un nuevo desasosiego.
However, speaking here, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. The European Union on Wednesday appealed for dialogue between the two sides. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears the only way out of the dispute.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution, and I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted overwhelmingly for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's vote. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of plague that has killed as many as 30 people over the last 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 suspected cases, many in urban areas. This is VOA.